when the mega powers explode.
I'm talking about the 80s. Oh, yeah.
Great Scott!
Cream of the crop. Oh, yeah.
Mega powers, yeah!
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
They get pulled over. What in the gay hell?
Yeah, what in the gay hell is a great line. This is Chris Penn, who was is now deceased, but could play a grade-A scumbag.
Mm-hmm. Sean Penn's scumbag brother.
Actor. Yes, yeah. Really, a talented actor who could play just guys you
wanted. Wikipedia lists him as a character actor.
He is a character actor. You played guys that you wanted to see hit by a bus. That is mostly what Chris Penn would do.
People don't think often enough about how good those actors are that, like, yeah, really make you want to... I see it all the time in comments on YouTube shorts, like, hey, everyone, remember, if you really hate this character, that means the actor is doing a really good job.
Yeah. Yeah. It's why everybody likes the heels in wrestling.
Yeah.
It's just great. Yeah. We get a racism instead of sexism here, which I was, like, kind of...
Well, racism
by.
Then sexism. You get both. Well,
yes. Yes. Yeah.
I also like the wordplay where his little badge says Dullard, but his name is Dollard.
Yes.
And so it's a recurring joke that everyone keeps calling him Dullard and he has to correct them.
Yeah. He's like, it's a misprint. I'm like, well, why are you wearing it?
Also,
then? It's
imprinted on there. Just take a little look. A ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. You could take a nail and a hammer and fix that a little.
Yeah.
There's like a whole gross sequence where he's trying to sexually assault Patrick Swayze and then ends up reaching up the skirt and Swayze dropping the voice he's been using as Vita and going, get your hand on my dick, and then punching him.
But he doesn't even punch him. He just shoves him and they all think he's dead. And it's like, okay, can we at least get a hit, a punch, a kick, a something?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like he hit his head on a rock and he's bleeding a little bit.
Allegedly, Patrick Swayze put a corn cob in his underwear. Ha! So that's that there funny. Would be a, like, shock to it?
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm imagining Swayze at Crafty, like, really aggressively eating all the...
I don't think he's eating it first. I think he just breaks one in half and then just is like...
Oh, you think all of it... I was expecting no corn niblets left on.
No, because I think if you do that, you're going to get very uncomfortable very fast with whatever's left over. Yeah.
Well, I assumed it was like two pairs of underwear sitch, not right up against him.
I mean, you're probably wearing, but that's the thing, you're probably wearing like four pairs of underwear as a drag queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of underwear, tights, something to tuck everything in. There's a lot going on.
So they, as geniuses they are, run away from this scene, as they should, although they leave behind a shoe.
Yeah, very Cinderella. But for once, it's like, yeah, no, this makes sense. It's not a gaggle of white kids in California who would get a slap on the wrist.
In the words of Whoopi Goldberg, you in danger, girls.
Yeah, you in danger.
Stockard Channing.
Well, it's the day of the Strawberry Social.
Yes.
And then the Dullard shows up and... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Is this Carol? Is this...
Carol Ann fixes the car. This is right before the Strawberry Social.
Yes, yes, yes. And then
Patrick Swayze starts to say something. She says, you know, I'm very lucky to have a female friend in my life, a female friend with an Adam's apple. I love the way she says Adam's apple. My boyfriend and I say that to each other all the fucking time.
Yeah, she like chokes it out.
Adam's apple. Ladies don't have Adam's apples.
So this at this point, Penn arrives like a sheriff. It's like very Mel Brooksy.
Somehow he ends up on a balcony.
Yes.
He drives into town and then in the next shot, he's on the balcony somewhere. I'm like, who let him in the store?
Right, and he's up there yelling.
Or I want to see the shot of him trying to climb.
Yes, yeah, that also would have been funny. So it's like an Old West shootout situation where he's up there like, bring him out!
He has a shotgun and the shoe and a... Frankly, I wish he didn't have the shotgun, I think. He does a lot of gesturing to this crowd with it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And like, obviously, 30 years ago, they were probably less scared of gun violence. I don't know. Yeah. You know, things were in hell. But he like demands, and we see the three girls in their room looking out the window in their red outfits, And then Vida leaves the room, and then Lydia Dietz in her wedding dress comes outside.
Yes, yes, yes. And I knew this was going to be a switcheroo, but I was trying to figure out who it was, and I was like, I guess it'll be Stockard Channing.
And then, yeah, Stockard Channing pulls up her veil and says, I believe that shoe is mine. And then the whole town rallies behind them, and Sparta kisses his ass.
Yes, yeah. Every woman in town walks up and is like, you've got my shoe, give it back to me. Virgil also
and men. Here. All the men say it too.
Oh yeah, all the men do it too. Yeah, there's also a great one one-off later where this farmer is like walking to town with his dog.
I love this Sean, joke.
Chris Penn is like yelling at him, you know, yelling about the homos in his town or whatever the hell he's saying. And
the founding like, fathers, the founding when they said liberty and justice for all, they didn't mean them.
Yeah, and the guy's like, I don't know. They had some pretty fabulous wigs. And he kind of shrugs and keeps walking towards town. And I was just like, oh,
I love it so much.
Yeah. And May will be the month of imaginary friends. So we've got a couple of imaginary friend movies coming to the main feed. First up will be Little Monsters with Howie Mandel and The Savage Brothers. Both are in the movie, which I did not remember. So... stay tuned to the main feed for that. Thank you so very much for supporting the show on Patreon. We could not be here without you, and we are so appreciative of it. Thank you again for listening, and most importantly, for your support. I've been Trip Leno.
I will always be Andrew Leno.
Until next time.
To our Patreon supporters, thanks for everything. Dissecting the 80s.
Dissecting the 80s is a Chum Some of This production.
Ow.